Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. I'm Eric and today's episode is going to be focused on Putin's arrest warrant and drug operations in Hong Kong. Without further ado, let's get into it. So, the Russo-Ukrainian conflict has been going on for quite a while now and has impacted the lives of millions, including people not just from the two countries. The International Criminal Court, or better known as the ICC, has called for the arrest of Putin on child deportation and unlawful transfer of people charges. The US have also maintained that Russian forces have committed war crimes in Ukraine, and Putin and perpetrators are accountable for this. President Joe Biden has emphasized Putin's criminal offenses and believes the ICC's arrest warrant for Putin is justified. Biden has said he's clearly committed war crimes, however it may be hard to actually arrest Putin, especially being the president of Russia. So, what has Putin or Russia actually done during the conflict? Did they actually commit war crimes? Well, a US report by Yale University researchers suggests that Russia has held at least 6,000 Ukrainian children in at least 43 camps, and it is part of a large systematic network. Well, the crimes against humanity already include deportation and enslavement, so war has already been said borders around war crimes. Okay, well, what more? In addition to that, reports and information online mostly conclude that Russian forces have massacred civilians, tortured and raped women and children, and also attacked densely populated areas while unnecessary. These do violate the Geneva Conventions, with lines which state how persons taking no active part in the hostilities shall in all circumstances be treated humanely, and that civilian objects should not be the object of attack or of reprisals. Attacks should be limited strictly to military objectives. If you're not familiar with the Geneva Conventions, they are a series of international legal standards regarding humanitarian treatment during wars. Okay, now what exactly is the Russian response? Well, Russia has denied accusations and that the arrest warrant is pure sign of disrespect to Putin. Okay, moving on to a slightly lighter topic but also very serious, drug dealing being busted in Hong Kong. Well, just a few days ago, police forces in Hong Kong have found and seized 164 kilograms of suspected cocaine. This is the biggest drug bust of the year, and the amount of cocaine was suspected to be worth over 130 million Hong Kong dollars. So, how did the busting actually happen? Well, there already was an anti-drug operation going on, but police officers that day noticed a suspicious man walking with a huge black bag entering a factory building. Obviously, the police caught wind that something not right was happening, and eventually they found the whole 164 bricks of cocaine. Now, what charge will the man face? Well, he has already been detained for investigation and he will be charged with trafficking in a dangerous drug. In response to this situation, the police forces have urged landlords to be more conscious and aware of their surrounding tenants' operations and such. So, that's it for today's episode. Stay tuned and see you next time.